little toe tapping, lighthearted Saturday morning tunes for you, delivered by Rosie on the House. I'm still thinking about what you were talking about last hour. Two things.
What was that?
How many miles our voice goes to get into the homeowners. And then we get into a car, and that's a moving target. How does the satellite know? to keep following that one?
Well, it's a radio antenna.
It's
just radio waves coming out the antenna. And it's up to you, the Arizona homeowner, if you're heading up north, to know our three northern Arizona affiliates. Or if you're heading south, who our two southern Arizona affiliates are. Or if you're coming into Phoenix, who the flagship station is. You can find them all at rosieonthehouse.com. We have KGVY in Green Valley, KNST in Tucson, KTAR in Phoenix, KAZM in Sedona, CAF in Flagstaff, and KQ&A in Prescott.
Quad City, the talk of the Quad Cities. So we got you covered from Nogales to Page. No matter where you are in that loop, there's no reason for you to miss a Rosie on the House episode. Now, in the 7 o'clock hour, we call that kind of the open hour. When the station came to us and said, did y'all want another hour? We thought about it literally for about 6 months, trying to decide, do we want to do that or don't we want to do that? And finally, they came to us and said, we're running out of time for you to make this decision. Would you please decide? And at that very moment, it struck me like a bolt of lightning. Yes, I'll take the fourth hour, but I don't want to do it on home improvement. I said, if you'll let me do it on any topic I want, then we'll take it. So we took it at 7 o'clock hour. We broadcast every single Saturday morning just about anything and everything having to do with the great state of Arizona. And this morning we had the editor of Arizona Highways in, Mr. Robert Steve, talking about what he's got planned for the upcoming issues and some of his favorite places to hike. I love the 7 o'clock hour. I was actually at a homeowner's house this week who wanted some remodeling done, and we were taking a look at that remodel, and he said, Rosie, I've listened to your show almost from the first day you were on for almost 30 years. And I heard it when it was 1 hour. I heard it when it was 2 hours. I heard it when it was 3 hours. And, you know, at 3 hours, y'all had a great show. But I want to tell you, that fourth hour makes the whole Saturday.
And right now, we only two of our radio affiliates carry it. Green Valley's getting ready to pick it up.
That's
so we'll
right.
Be on three. So we'll,
Mr. Walker's going to
we'll
pick it up in
have a,
KGVY.
A signal in central, northern, and southern Arizona.
For that 7 o'clock hour, it's a lot of fun.
The Arizona people, places, and things.
And then 8 o'clock is always outdoor living, where we talk about landscaping, gardening, anything having to do with your shrubs, your bushes, your vegetable garden, your trees, and whatnot. 9 o'clock's open hour. We were flooded last hour with calls. Jennifer was manipulating and managing the phone bank. They were all lit up. And then the 10 o'clock hour, we like to take, you know, 9 o'clock hour is kind of like homeowner 101. Where we just talk about any of the basic, simple things that y'all are trying to get done around your house. But then in the 10 o'clock hour, we've gotten in the habit of bringing in one of our Roth-certified experts and picking one topic and drilling down really deep on that topic. So it's kind of like homeownership sophomore level or junior level. And it coincides with the blog that we publish on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, every Thursday. And what we've published this last Thursday was 6 common air conditioning problems that you can expect this time of year. So we've brought in Jeff Carmichael from Rheus. Jeff,
good morning.
Thanks for taking time out of your weekend, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
So we're kind of like right in the middle of our most brutal energy management season right now.
Right.
We had a brutal July.
We're in the lump right now.
Man.
Just trying to make it through.
Yeah. So now we're trying to push through, and we want to talk about, you know, some of the things that people are seeing with their air conditioner right now. If you've got a question for Jeff or anything having to do with whole house energy audits or power consumption or air conditioning, Jeff's here, and he can certainly help me out if you've got a question that's over my head, which isn't hard to do. Jeff will be here to fill in and back me up on it. The number is 1-888-767-4348. So when you're getting calls now, what are some of the things that you're seeing more often than not?
I would say the big majority right now is going to be the homeowners that didn't do a maintenance in the spring. One of the big ones is the condensation lines. Those will back up. They get dirt and debris in them over time. We like to flush those out at least once a year, but we would recommend twice a year in the fall and the spring to prevent that water from backing up in those lines and falling. Your sheetrock falls through your living room, or water might pour out that return grill where you replace your filter. So
I capture my condensate.
We see a lot of homeowners do that too.
And we've got two units,
mm-hmm.
and it literally is running at more than a drip. It is a small stream.
Yep.
I mean, through the course of the last several weeks, there were several days I collected over 15 gallons of water.
It's a great resource to water your plants or divert it to the garden or your dogs.
The dogs absolutely love it. Yeah. Hey, Dad, could you bring us some more of that cold water over here, please? So they absolutely love it. But so you're generating a lot of condensate right now. Folks, one of the things you could do is just kind of a self-evaluation is find that condensate line on your air conditioner unit and make sure it's dripping.
Yep. We get a lot of homeowners that call and say, I got water running on my condensation line. Is there something wrong? And we're like, no, that's great, actually.
Let her run, baby. Yeah. Let her run. When you see that stop, then you've got a problem. In particular, what we have, what we call a horizontal air handler.
Yep.
The entire unit lives in your attic.
Yeah.
Including the condensate pan.
Right.
And you have a primary condensate pan.
Yep.
And a secondary emergency condensate pan that each have redundant backup secondary drain lines.
Right.
But it's not that unusual for all of those drain lines.
Yeah.
To plug.
Right. It's very common.
It's in the attic.
Yep. That they're bound to get clogged up. You know, you got insulation, you got dust in your attic, you got a lot of things that can potentially get into those pans and clog and block them up. So it's inevitable that's going to happen at some point. So it's really simple, though. If you just do your maintenance, get that knocked out in the spring and the fall, we include part of that maintenance is flushing those lines so you don't, peace of mind. But then there's also other parts that we can install on your unit called safety float switch. And that'll actually turn the system off if that primary line gets backed up to prevent that. So then once your unit will just shut off and you need to give us a call and we'll come out and flush the line before drywall damage, before anything else potentially worse happens.
And most manufacturers of air conditioning equipment don't include that switch.
They don't, yeah. So we include that on every system install, but it's up to the contractor, not necessarily the manufacturer of the air conditioning system.
Yeah. I know horizontal air handlers can be pretty efficient, but, boy, I have never been a big fan of them. When I can engineer into a split system,
mm-hmm.
I'll go split system every time.
Yep. Yeah, you can get more efficient systems out of the split. So
we actually had a homeowner call us just this past week and said, Rosie, we've got an air conditioning contractor here that says our air conditioning needs to be replaced,
mm-hmm.
but they've got to cut trusses.
Yeah, yikes.
to get the unit in or out.
Yeah. I mean,
now, these horizontal air handlers, they're a package unit.
Mm-hmm.
They live in your attic.
Mm-hmm.
They're hopefully hung on some kind of sound isolation block so that you're not feeling your whole house rumble and tumble when they're running. But when you do need to replace them, they can be hard to get out of a scuttle hole.
They are difficult. So we always prep our homeowners in advance. If you're at that point where we're investing into a new air conditioning system, we're ready to go. We're very upfront that, that attic access, whether it's in your master bedroom closet or your laundry room closet, we're going to have to pull that trim off, and it's not going to look good after we're done. But that's included in our system install is to have one of our certified drywallers come out and take care of the texturing, the paint, and the trim.
So you disassemble it in the attic.
Yeah.
And you send it down in little pieces through the hole.
Yeah. And it, you know, air conditioning systems are getting bigger than smaller. So we're going completely opposite of every other industry out there. But, you know, as we drive for more efficient units and more efficient systems, well, those parts happen to get bigger. So a lot of the systems that are going into your house are going to be larger than what we're taking out.
We're talking right now about the things Jeff and his air conditioning technicians are seeing. We interviewed all of our ROSI certified air conditioning contractors across the state of Arizona and said, what are y'all seeing right now this time of year with the units halfway through their cooling system? What are the recurring problems you're seeing, and how could we talk about that on Saturday's program to kind of give our homeowners an advance notice? These are the things we're seeing. These are the things you need to manage your way through. And Jeff mentioned it a little bit earlier. It's primarily the folks that didn't get the spring tune-up are the ones you're hearing from right now in the middle of the season.
Right. Yep. It's all the preventative maintenance items kind of come out of the woodwork after a couple months of operation on the system.
And so lesson one?
Lesson one is get that maintenance done.
Get that spring tune-up.
Get the easy things, easy items on the air conditioning system solved up front. And you know, hopefully that'll prevent any major breakdowns from coming down the road.
All right. Well, we've got callers loading up right now. We do have an empty line if you'd still like to get in. 1-888-767-4348 here with Jeff Carmichael of Rias, air conditioning, a home energy audit company. Rias has been a ROSI certified partner. I'm going to say that has to be back. That's going on 10 years right now, I bet.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you been with them?
5 years.
Yeah,
over five.
Oh, yeah.
They were at least five.
They were at least another five. Yeah.